From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a few minutes, we'll begin a new series called The Voices of Freedom Summer. But first, some major decisions on the table for two North Texas cities. In Fort Worth, trustees will discuss the future of Superintendent Walter Dansby in a special meeting later today. Board President Christine Moss told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram some trustees support Dansby, but that, quote, there are some issues that needed to be worked out. She didn't elaborate on what those issues were. Dansby's one of the highest-paid superintendents in the state. He took the position in 2012 after 40 years in the district as a teacher, coach, principal, and administrator. His contract expires in 2016. And in Mesquite, DART is petitioning for the city to keep its shuttle service. It connects Mesquite residents to DART's Green Line, but the city council today will hear a bid from Star Transit to take over that service. Star says it offers, or it can offer, more services for less money, including midday shuttles DART doesn't provide. DART is expected to have a competing bid before the council votes on June 16th. Some turn to juicing fresh fruits and vegetables to lose weight or to boost nutrition. In this week's Vital Size, nutritionist Naveen Hariprasad of Parkland Hospital weighs the pros and cons of juicing.
Some benefits that have been correlated to juicing have been short-term weight loss, some detox effects, increase in energy levels, as well as helping to boost the immune system.
Why not just eat the fruit and or the vegetable?
Well, I think a lot of people that want to do juicing find it more convenient, especially with time. You know, you're obviously chewing fruits and vegetables for a period of time versus just consuming juice right away.
Should you do it in place of a meal, or should this be to augment your regular diet?
Well, I think that this particular diet is more of a short-term solution if you're looking for a short couple of days detox, or if you're looking to have some weight loss. But just long-term wise, it's more of a supplement as a once-in-a-while meal replacement if you were to use it. Or if you're having a hard time meeting your recommendations for vitamins and minerals just from consuming fruits or vegetables, this would be a good way to do that, to meet those needs on a daily basis.
In terms of weight loss, some would have more calories than others.
Correct. Typical juicing, the recommended ratio is 3:1. So you should be doing 3 servings of vegetables to 1 serving of fruit. As we know, fruit is higher in calories and it has natural sugars in it. So really, fruit in juicing is used for more of a flavor enhancement or appeal versus being the primary component of the actual juice.
Are there any fruits or vegetables that you should stay away from in juicing?
Avocados, bananas, those things tend to just kind of mush up and they don't juice as well versus things that have a little bit more solid form like cucumbers, celery, carrots, beets, sweet potatoes. Those are things that are going to blend up much better and produce a larger product of juice.
So the pulp, the material, is not something you want to stay away from. You need to include that.
It would be a good idea to include that just because it is the bulk of the fiber in the actual juice. Now, some people do consume the juice without the fiber. Some don't. Now, I think as someone that's just starting this process in the beginning, if you don't normally consume a lot of fiber and then you start right away with consuming juice, you will probably notice some bloating. You might have some gas. You might notice an increased frequency of bowel movements. But someone that's eating healthy and having a normal amount of fiber in their day-to-day regimen, they might not notice those effects as much by doing the juicing. So it's good to kind of start off slowly and progress your way up until you're able to really tolerate that amount of fiber, and then you can do that on a more consistent basis.
Who should not be juicing?
Any kind of individual that has a comorbidity like chronic kidney disease or renal disease, hypertension, diabetes, if they're taking Coumadin, which has a food and drug interaction, those are people that really need to consult with their doctor or dietitian before taking on something like this. You know, it can have substantial effects in regards to the actual medication efficacy, as well as the fact that it can affect some of the labs. If you're diabetic and you're consuming fruit juices only, your blood sugar is going to spike, which is not good for blood sugar control.
Naveen Hariprasad is Operations Manager of Patient Food Services at Parkland Hospital. You'll find more on juicing at kerannews.org. Years ago this summer, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act into law.
Americans of every race and color have worked to build a nation. Our generation of Americans has been called on to continue the unending search for justice within our own borders.
But that didn't come without a price. It was the era of the Freedom Summer, a bloody campaign to get blacks registered to vote in Mississippi. Those civil rights workers took the baton from another group called the Freedom Riders, who risked their lives to test and challenge segregated travel centers in the South. Last December, a group of Dallas school kids boarded a bus and followed the path of the Freedom Riders. They passed through Vicksburg and Jackson, Mississippi, shook hands with city leaders, and saw the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, which was bombed by white supremacists in 1963. Jerry Chambers, a civil rights activist and retired educator who led the trip, begins our series, The Voices of Freedom Summer, with a reflection on last year's journey.
When I was on that bus, and I get hyped up when you tell me, when I was on that bus with those 30 kids traveling to Atlanta, when we left here, the rain and the sleet, weathermen came on and said, we may not be able to travel, but the kids were there. And I told them we wasn't going to let the rain turn us around. We're on the move. But when I got on that bus and those children were asleep when we were leaving Jackson and the wind was so violent, it had the bus reeling and rocking. And my mind went back to when that slave ship came from Africa. And the slaves began to rock, and they made a sound like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea, when the storms of life are raging and the fury falls on me. I thought about that.
That was Jerry Chambers remembering his trip with a bus full of students through the South last year. The PBS documentary Freedom Summer airs on KERA television June 24th, and KERA will host a special screening of the film on June 17th. Find out how to RSVP and hear more from the Voices of Freedom Summer at kerannews.org. The forecast, we've got a high of 92 today, 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms this morning. Look for partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 73, sunny tomorrow with a high of 93. 76 degrees now in Dallas, 75 in Fort Worth. You can like us on or like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.
That every man should be